Well, you could have fooled me if you were to tell me that I was in the time machine, because here we are. It's 88.5 Live with Neil Francis.
Hiya.
Hey, Neil. Where'd you come from besides like a cryogenic chamber?
1988.
88?
Yeah.
Why do you sound like you're from 1970 some odd what?
I don't know. I was living under a rock for some time with only like, you know that movie with, what's his name? Brendan Fraser, where he's like living in a bomb shelter for his entire life?
I only know Encino Man.
Okay. Not that one. Yeah, this is a different one.
So you must have had some good influences growing up then. Where'd you learn how to play that kind of sound?
I, you know, had a lot of music like that growing up around the house, just playing it around the house. My dad had records he was playing, and my mom taught me a little bit of piano, and then a family friend came and played some blues piano, and then I just started, you know, getting into that.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
You were really little then? Did you start on the piano?
Yeah, I started playing piano probably when I was 3 or 4, and then got lessons.
Three or four? What was the first song? Can you remember?
No.
Was it like Old MacDonald?
I can't remember. I was just trying to play stuff I heard on TV in the radio.
I played Doogie Howser on
piano. Well, yeah, TV themes are a big thing for me. I think Happy Days, theme from Happy Days, that was still syndicated on television.
A child of TV, a child of the 90s, I guess, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you grow up watching cartoons and whatnot?
You know, whatever was on. Gilligan, sure. SNL, old SNL episodes.
Okay, well, okay, so music was in your life since you were like a very young Neil Francis.
Young Neil.
When did young Neil? When did it become probably teenage Neil, where you started playing in front of people? Did you start in school and stuff, or how did it become a thing?
Yeah, I played anywhere there was an instrument, and for anybody who would listen, and at family parties, there was the inevitable piano man request, Billy Joel. So I learned that, and would get tips from my uncle, you know, when I was playing at the family party. And then one time I found a piano at a restaurant we were at, and I started playing, and a guy put a tip jar on the piano and put some money in it. I think I was like 7 years old. So my dad saw that happening and was kind of upset about it.
Really?
Well, he thought that, you know, I put him up to it or something. I don't know. It was kind of hard to assume I premeditated that at the age of 7, but I realized people would give me money to do that trick.
It's kind of hard to believe that you were on stage at 7.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't call it a stage. I think my first like actual gig, I played at the Taste of Chicago like fun stage, like you know, when I was probably 6 or 7.
Somebody filmed it. It's out there somewhere,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Uncle Frank.
You're a family man, Dan. You like a bunch of, you've been playing covers in between these original songs here, so you seem to be a very good entertainer. Does that come naturally to you? Are you more of a writer or more of an entertainer, or where's the balance?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's kind of a philosophical point I don't have a good answer to. I try to work on being less aware of myself and just sort of letting go, because I know that's what connects with people.
When you write songs, does it come easy to you?
No. Not at all.
How long does it take to come up with a full song?
It could take years. It could take a few hours. It just depends. Sometimes it's kind of a gift and it comes together quickly, but usually not.
So cool, man. And you have a new album out now, and you're on tour. You're going to, like, the other side of the world. I mean, you're from the other side of the country. What do you think about L.A. so far?
I love L.A. I've been here quite a bit now. Came out here with my family when I was 15.
Where'd you go, Disneyland?
We didn't go to Disneyland, actually. We toured. We actually went up the entire Pacific Coast Highway, You know, I remember seeing a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright buildings around here.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Amoeba Music, went to the Cinerama, you know, Griffith Observatory, Hearst Castle on the way up. You know.
All the inspirational sites.
Yeah, we kind of did it. Greatest hits.
Did you hang out in Big Sur ever?
We passed through Big Sur, yeah. I'd like to return there as an adult.
Yeah, you know, I said that you come from a different time. Now, does anybody from that time say that about you? Have you ever had a conversation with somebody from, like, that the 70s?
Yeah.
Telling you, like, you missed everything, man. You weren't born yet.
Oh, man, I hear that line all the time. It's like, oh, you missed when things were really cool. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just here now. I think things are pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, you make great music, and, dude, everything's cool when it's with Neil Francis. Now, I have to ask you one question. You played the Theater Ace Hotel recently, and you take pictures of your set lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's before or after you do them,
mm-hmm.
but you put a picture of your set list from the Ace Hotel, and you put the year 96 instead of 22.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was wondering if that was intentional or if there's a story behind that.
We'll have to ask Jack about that because he wrote the set list out.
I was like, is 96 a year for you?
Oh, maybe that's when Jack was born because it was his birthday.
Oh, that's okay. I see.
Yeah, that's why.
Management.
That's what happened. Actually, well, yeah, probably Kellen did that. No, Jack
that was
did
Jack,
it.
Jack, dude. Happy birthday, Jack.
Jack is recently... 26 years old.
Recently. Congratulations.
He's doing a great job.
What was the year for you, or has it happened yet, you think, Neil?
I think my year was 97, actually. The year Space Jam came out. Changed my life.
Really? What do you think about Space Jam 2, then?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, well, come on, then.
Can't trump the original.
Have you ever been overseas?
Yes.
And what's your favorite part about that?
The trains.
Yeah, really. That's how you get around everywhere, right?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, well-maintained infrastructure.
I love infrastructure, too,
man.
Yeah, man. As long as it's well-maintained.
Yeah, exactly.
You should take the Pacific Surfliner.
I was thinking about doing that today, actually.
That's one heck of a cruise, man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a good time.
Thinking about it.
All right, so I think you're going to play three songs here. And they're all your hits, man. But the last one, you have something going on the piano there. Can you talk about the songs you're going to play?
Let's see. I'm going to do Can't Stop the Rain, Problems, and Almeida Apartments.
Almeida Apartments.
Yeah.
Now tell us about that one, because that's the one. I know the other two, because we play the heck out of them here at 88.5 FM, like constantly. I'm saying Neil Francis all day long, it seems.
Thanks, Barry.
But tell me about that last song.
That last one, well, you guys are familiar with the word Alameda, and I kind of willfully butcher that pronunciation just because in a strange circumstance, I had a dream in which I was living in a haunted apartment building called the Alameda Apartments, and I'd never really consciously encountered that word before, not being from the West Coast, but it's everywhere out here. I think it means stand of trees.
That came
in Spanish.
To you in a dream?
Yeah.
Weird.
We'll find out more.
You should go down Alameda Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, there's Alameda, California, and there's you know, neighborhoods, there's all sorts of places. I'm sure there's Alameda Apartments exists somewhere.
At least once or twice here in the valley, for
sure.
Right,
right.
Okay, Neil Francis, your album is out. It's called In Plain Sight. It's wherever you see and hear things, there's many ways for you to catch Neil Francis. And I have one more question for you.
Sure.
I ask this question to every human being that I come across, whether it be famous or non-famous. And here's the question. Are you ready for the question? The
yes.
question is, would you rather
oh God.
Get into a battle to the death with one horse-sized duck, or
okay.
100 duck-sized horses? A battle to the death, Neil Francis.
I mean, I'm way more confident I could kill 100 duck-sized horses.
Confident about that?
Well, do I have weapons at my disposal, or?
I mean, I guess you could.
Well, but, in that case,
it'd be easy to.
Yeah,
them out there.
I think if there's just if I have some sort of weapon, I think I would choose one horse-sized duck.
With a weapon.
Yes, but if it was just me and like I could probably stamp, you know, the duck-sized horses, but it sounds like a really brutal undertaking. I don't know if I'd probably run away.
Yeah, that's answer C.
Yeah.
Or you can befriend.
Because I'm a coward.
You could befriend the giant duck.
Oh, is he a sentient being?
It could be, okay. You know. You don't have to the death.
Very well. Well, you just told me it was to the death.
Well, somebody's going to have to, but maybe it's the long game. Well, yeah. Neil Francis,
I'll
thank you for being
him.
Here.
I'll poison him slowly.
All right. With what? What's
arsenic.
The best poison for a giant duck?
A cyanide-laced apple. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you away from the fruit. And Neil Francis, thanks for coming on. You're going to play some tunes now, three in a row from Neil Francis.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
88.5 Live.
For me to say, if I only knew, I'd take your pain away. I can't stand the truth, you knew me all along. But I can't hide from you, girl, 'cause you're in every song. Take a look around, tell me what you find. The problems that you have are the ones on your mind, and you can't stop the rain. It's always coming down. It's always gonna fall. But you're not gonna drown. No, no, no. City, but they don't give a damn. They all think you're pretty, but they don't stand a chance. And when you look in the mirror, do you see someone you know? Or are you just a stranger buried in the snow? Take a look around, tell me what you see. The beauty of the world shines for you and me, and you can't stop the rain. It's always coming down. It's always gonna fall. But you're not gonna drown. No, no, no. Oh, no, no. But you can't stop the rain.
Hey, this is Neil Francis, and this song's called Problems.
They say timing is everything, and they went messing around. It feels so good, I can finally see, I can show my face round town. But fate sent you here to me. Plans of tying me down. You know you got everything going on just right. It's just not right right now. Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more. Oh problems. I don't need one more, one more. Stay with you. Let's say I play along. Though there's nothing I'd rather do with only half my heart, it all just feels so wrong. Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more. Oh Lord, Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more. Oh, all this crazy talk kinda got me thinking. Maybe I'm the only one I've been cheating. What I need to do is open up my arms and let someone like you live inside my heart till I come to my senses and remember that Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more. Oh Lord, Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more. Oh Lord, Lord knows it. I don't need one more, one more. Oh Lord, Lord knows I've got enough problems. I don't need one more, one more.
Hey, this is Neil Francis, and this song's called Almeida Apartments.
I'm moving to Almeida Apartments. She took all my things and left our place in flames today. I tried to keep the old place. In the end, she wouldn't let me stay. When I look back at the picture, it's clear to be seen that everything would end this way. And as much as it hurts, it remains to this day that I love her, and this is just the same. Outside from the pouring rain, they tell me that my new place is haunted. The walls move in the night and I lie awake waiting for the day. It remains to be seen if the ghosts are alright or if they want me to move away. I built up my life from the pretense that believing that God could save me from this ruin. And as much as it hurts, it remains the day that I love her, and this is just the same. People, as if it hurts that I stoop so low, and in the end I let it go. And as much as it hurts, it remains this day that I love her, and this is just the same. Into the Almeida Apartments. Outside from the Bowman rain, into the Almeida Apartments. outside from the boomerang.
The Independent 88.5 FM Studio Sessions Volume 2 is available now on vinyl. Pick it up with your subscription and help keep these sessions going. It's at 88.5fm.org. Subscribe today.